This Thanksgiving week, we've been hearing stories from people who have discovered a bright spot in this economic downturn. So maybe you can sense who our next guest is. If you can, you might want to join her in her profession. Roxanne Usselman is a psychic in New York. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Madeline. I am glad to be here.
All right. So who's coming to see you these last couple of months?
Usually, before, it has been women who have come to see me. Now I have an incredibly amount of men, businessmen, who are wanting readings, and business professionals and stockbrokers.
And what do they ask you?
They ask questions about their jobs. Is my job secure? Should I look for another job? Should I reinvent myself? Should I go into another direction? There, so many people are so concerned more about business and work now than love. Now people are asking other types of questions that are about their welfare in life and about their economic status. So it's changed a lot.
And what do you tell them about their future, their work, or what's going to happen to their careers?
Well, you know, it depends. Every reading is different and every reading is unique. So what will be for one person, their reading, another person will have a different type of a reading. So it just really depends on what the person, what I channel. There's really no logic to it.
How much do you charge for a reading?
Actually, before I was charging $155, and since the economy has gotten bad, I don't want to take advantage of people. So I've just felt to lower my prices to make it better for everyone, and it's $125, and it's an hour session. And I do phone or in-person readings. I'm in New York, so if anyone's in New York, I can do an in-person reading or over the phone.
And you say you channel. What does that mean? What's your technique?
My technique is I work with guides on the other side and angels who work through me. So I never say that the information is for me. It's coming from a higher source. And these beings are connected to the person. So they really know the person better than they know themselves. And they know what they need to hear, or that they want to hear, that is best for them to help their soul to live the life that is best for their soul, basically.
Hmm. With all due respect to you and your profession, couldn't someone just be extremely well-informed by reading the newspapers, listening to NPR, for example, and figuring out which way the economic winds are blowing and then make predictions and offer advice based on that?
I think that people can definitely do their own research, look in the Wall Street Journal, or, you know, I have a friend who works in the stock market, and he had said that a lot of his feelings about stocks, you know, he gets through intuition. He says it's like gambling, you know, which is, really is a gamble. And, you know, I think, yes, I think people can go in that direction too, though I do feel also that channeling information is very much, it's a very unique thing. It's very much geared for that person on their direction, because everyone is so unique and different, and on what directions to take their life or what investments to make.
So business is booming for you.
Yes, business has become more prosperous for me, and I'm glad for that, and I'm glad to be able to help people to help their lives to be more prosperous also.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
Roxanne Usselman is a psychic in New York City.